Hello.
Hello, my name is Roger, and I am calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reductions. Can you help us answering us a few questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. And may I know, is your home a single-family home, an apartment, a townhome, or a mobile home?
Single-family home.
Thank you very much. And may I know, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. And do you know when your home has been built?
I think 2005.
Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
About seven. Well, I live in the Virgin 7 years.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
A tropical storm.
And do you know when was impacted by a tropical storm or the name of it?
I think it was roughly 2 years ago.
Thank you.
Just lost the screen door.
And have you or any adults in your household has lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Will you say extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare?
Actually, we live in the Virgin Islands. We pray.
Okay. Thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves from a hurricane damage?
Would you
say very certain, someone certain, or not so certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. And may I know your top three sources of information, such as internet, radio, TV, newspapers?
TV.
Can you name two more? It can be social media, WhatsApp. Can you name two more sources of information?
Social media, internet.
Thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? For example, loss of income or payment, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, property taxes, cost of housing, or another factor?
None.
Okay, thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, this is within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, this is within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within the next 24 hours, if a management emergency officials order you to evacuate or you wouldn't leave your house?
Category 3.
Thank you. And if you have to do it, where will you go when you evacuate? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby family or family member or friend, to another location within the estate, outside? Okay,
shelter.
Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in your home?
Two.
And do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
$5,000.
Thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Will you say you're
very confident? Very
okay.
Confident.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has increased or decreased?
Increased.
And do you know if it was within 10% or was more than 10%?
Within 10%.
Thank you. And what about in the last 3 years? Has increased or decreased?
Increased.
For the same amount?
Yes.
Okay. And what about in the last 5 years? Has increased or decreased?
Yeah. Increased in less than 10%.
Okay. Thank you. And as a result of this increase, what action did you take? You change your insurance provider, you increase the amount of the deductible, decrease the coverage, or you take a different approach for these increases?
Probably a different approach. We didn't do much. Much change.
Okay. And if you could insurance your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Will you say 80%? 60% or less than 60% of your replacement value?
Yeah, 80%.
Thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance cost and homeownership cost were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county? Moving to another county within Florida? Moving to another state? Or you wouldn't leave your house?
Another state.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policy. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or the government shouldn't be involved in the recovery costs?
Shouldn't be involved. How many more questions are we looking at?
And we're almost finished.
Jeez.
On a scale from 1 to 5, what is the highest... How much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
5.
Thank you. And that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
Yes.
Will you say within 1 to 5?
4.
Thank you. And that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
New development? Yes.
The new and what about the new developments take into account flood risks?
Sir, I really don't know. I mean,
and that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I'm sure.
Okay. And do you believe that the sea level rise is happening in Florida?
What rise?
Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Yes, sea level, yes. the cold, yes.
And does it affect your home and your finances?
No.
And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase the income taxes, increase the property taxes, or increase both?
Both.
Thank you. And most Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, which is 33 feet above the sea level, and are currently especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
Not concerned.
And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Will you say the neighborhood, schools, the crime rate, the price, the walkability, taxes and fees?
Neighborhood.
Thank you. And can you name another two reasons, such as insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family members, proximity to your job?
I guess walkability.
Thank
safety.
You. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Will you say less than 1 year, 1 to 3, 3 to 5? 5 to 10, 10 to 20,
to
or
five.
More than... Okay.
3 to 5.
Thank you. Okay, and we're almost finished. I just have some general background questions to categorize the survey. Can you please tell me your age?
65.
Thank you. And may I know your gender? You only need to mention it. This is just for statistical purposes only.
Male.
Thank you. And in your household, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One, my wife. Two.
Okay. And both of you are over 65?
No.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by any adult member in your household?
6. Yeah, 16.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
My wife.
Okay. But yourself?
No.
Okay. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian, Black...
African-American, Black.
Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And finally, can you tell me which is the income range of your household? Will you say below $20,000, $20,000, Can you tell me which is the income range of your household? Would you say less than 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to $100,000, or over 100,000?
Over 100.
Thank you. And these were all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much for your contribution. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.